Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and voice your comments or opinions. All right? And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Let's see. let's go straight to the word of the day. Well, before we get into that, let's go ahead and get our sponsor out of the way. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Today's word of the day is prejudice. And this was not the actual word of the day, but this was a word that I pulled out because this is a part of the show today. And prejudice is a noun, and it means an unfair feeling of dislike for a person or group because of race, sex, religion, etc. A feeling of like or dislike for someone or something, especially when it is not reasonable or logical. Okay? Now, the full definition is injury or damage resulting from some judgment or action of another in disregard of one's rights, especially detriment to one's legal rights or claims. Okay? So, that is prejudice. Remember that, guys. An unfair feeling of dislike for a person or group because of race, sex, religion, etc. All right? So, that's a great word for today, and you guys can grab a hold of that and run with it as you see fit. Use that thing as much or as often as popular as you can. Right now it's 50 degrees in the ATL and sunny. We're looking at a high today of 65, low of 52, and partly sunny all day today. And on Saturday, we're looking at a high of 65, low of 52. I think I read Friday for Saturday. Today, we're looking at a high 65, low 44, sunny. Tomorrow, high 65, low 52, partly sunny. On Sunday, we're looking at 66 degrees and 53 degrees as our low with cloudy skies. Now, the rain comes back in on Monday. All right, so that's your forecast for the weekend. Looks like it's going to be a perfect, excellent weekend. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Right now, though, today is Free for All Friday. All lines are open, guys, for you guys to call in and make your opinions or comments on whatever you'd like. Today is an open floor for anyone. Anyone who wants to be on the air and maybe voice your opinion about something. Now, let's see. There was a young lady at my work who asked if I knew someone who was black or African American that is prejudiced. And remember, prejudice is someone who dislikes or forms an opinion of someone because of their sex, race, or religion, or et cetera. Okay, that's prejudice. And I said, sure, I know black people who are prejudiced. And I know where she was going with it. So she asked me if I could talk about it today. And Of course. Now, you know, we all, a lot of people think of prejudice and they associate that with white people or non-black people. And, you know, that's because of the history of whites and blacks. Okay, the history of white and black people is that white people were disliked or was causing problems for blacks because of simply because of their race. It wasn't their sex. It wasn't their religion. It was simply because of their race. And that's, you know, that's something that happened, okay? And it still lingers on in the world today, in the United States today. And it's still a problem in the United States today. But it's you know, it doesn't just sit with white people. There are black people who are prejudiced against white people simply because of their race. Okay? Simply because of their race. And just because white people have treated black people poorly in the past, you know, and believe me, I'm not saying all white people. I'm not saying all black people. The title says, are some black people just as prejudiced as some whites? And that's what I'm saying, because not all black people are prejudiced against whites. Not all white people are prejudiced against black people. Okay, and so on and so forth. And so there's, you know, a, what do you call it? A stereotype out there of white people. There's a stereotype of black people in the United States, probably in the world, right? And the problem is when you have this prejudice and you start to teach this prejudice to younger people, say your kids or maybe some of your family members, that you start to teach this prejudice to, or you teach people to be prejudiced against others because of their race or sex or religion. You know, it happens. It happens every day. It's probably happening right now. That doesn't make it right. Okay? I don't think that people should be prejudiced against other people simply because they are of another ethnicity. I don't think so. And if you think about it, if I am prejudiced against you simply because you are a Catholic, that's your religion. I'm a Baptist, that's my religion. If I'm prejudiced against you simply because you're Catholic, that doesn't make it right. You have a right to follow any religion that you want. Just because you follow the Catholic religion, that doesn't mean that you're a bad person or anything. Just because I follow the Baptist religion, that doesn't make me a bad person or anything. Okay? That we have different beliefs. And if you think about some white people who are prejudiced against black people simply because they're black, that doesn't make that right. Okay? And then there's some black people who are prejudiced against white people simply because they're white. I know some black people who are prejudiced against white people simply because they're white. And they don't hide it. You know, and you know, they have probably taught that to their kids. So that's what keeps the cycle going. Okay, that's what keeps the cycle going to keep whites against blacks. That's what keeps the cycle going. Is that you can, you know, if you are prejudiced against someone else because of their race, and you start to teach that to your kids, that makes it, the cycle continues to go. It goes to the next generation. And that's what keeps it going. And until that cycle breaks, there's always going to be prejudice in the United States, in the world, simply because of someone's race. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, there are white people who are prejudiced against black people. There are people who are prejudiced against others. They don't have to be black or white or whatever, but they're prejudiced against other people simply because they may be gay or lesbian. They're prejudiced against other people simply because of their, religion. There are people who are prejudiced against other people simply because they are or males. Okay? They're you know, it's all kind of prejudices out there. And prejudice just doesn't go for black or white or religion and things like that. I used to be prejudiced against squash, okay? The vegetable squash. I used to be prejudiced against squash. I didn't like squash simply because of the way it tasted. And that's my prejudice. So it doesn't have to just be your prejudice against someone because they're white or black. Prejudice against anything. You can be prejudiced against milk. Someone who's lactose intolerant, they're prejudiced against milk. Because if they ingest milk, it makes them feel horrible. 818-301-5834. And if you guys want to talk on the show, just press 1 on your phone. I'll see you in my studio queue, and I will put you on the air with me live on the show. Okay? So try that if you want to talk on the show. And again, today is Free Fall Friday, so you don't have to talk about prejudice or black people being prejudiced or white people being prejudiced. You can talk about anything you want because today is Friday and it's Free for All Friday. All lines are open. I have plenty of room for you. So come on in. Enjoy the show. And, you know, this weekend is going to be a very, very nice weekend. We're going to have plenty of sunshine, no rain in the forecast for the full weekend. You're looking at nice, nice mid to upper 60s, maybe even 70 on Sunday as far as the temperature goes. And I believe that's a recipe for smoke coming out of your barbecue grill. All right. It's definitely a recipe for me for smoke coming out of my barbecue grill. And that reminds me, I need to do a show with a recipe, one of my favorite recipes. I've gotten away from that. I used to have a day when I did a recipe, and I'd give you guys a recipe for whatever, something that I like to cook. And I need to get back to that. Doing a show about a certain recipe on a certain day. And you guys can grab it and, you know, you can write it down, take it, use it however you want, and make that thing, because it's, you know, I may like it, okay? But you may be prejudiced against it, right? And that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, prejudice, a lot of people think that when you say prejudice, you're talking about you know, black people being prejudiced against white people simply because they're white, or vice versa. White people being prejudiced against black people simply because they're black. But the real thing is that that's not the only form of prejudice, okay? And you know, I'm prejudiced against gays, which I say gay. I've always told you guys that I say gay, and when I say gay, I talk about males. I'm talking about men who like men. When I say lesbian, I'm talking about women who like women. I don't have a problem with women who like women. My problem is men who like men. And I have that problem, and I'm prejudiced against them because of their sexual preference. But at the same time, they're human beings just like anyone else. But that's one of my prejudices. That's just me. And that was taught to me by my dad. My dad always taught me. He always said, boy, if you ever think about messing around with another man, you're going to have to answer to me. And he pushed me towards ladies or girls or women, whatever you want to call it. And hey, that's what I grew up liking. I like women. Okay. I grew up with an older brother and two older sisters, and then my mom. And my mom taught me to love women, love girls. And I guess that's what happened to me. Okay? That's what happened to me. And when you think about it, I always think that gay men are just the scum of the earth. Because my dad pushed me that away. And I'm prejudiced against gay men. I have a phobia about gay men. I don't want to be around them. I don't want them to talk to me. I barely even speak to them. Okay? I'm sorry. But that's just the way it is. Okay? That's just the way it is. That's just the way that I am. 818-301-5834. Remember, today is Free Fall Friday. I see other people joining the show, and maybe you guys would like to call in and comment or say something about today's episode. Now, also, there was a young lady that works with me was telling me about a story that she wanted me to look into. Now, I have to be honest, I haven't looked into this story, okay? So I don't know. I'm hoping that it's not true because it's wild, okay? But then again, it may very well be true. But she told me about a story that she read on Facebook. Now, again, I don't put all of my eggs into Facebook, because people post a lot of bad things on Facebook. And I say bad things because a lot of them aren't true. So you have to do research and look into these things. But she said that she read about it. So, you know, maybe it's the full truth. But there's a guy who was had a cut on his finger, okay? Had a cut on his finger, which is an open wound, and had a Band-Aid on the cut, all right? So he had a Band-Aid on the cut, and he goes out to a strip club. And at the strip club, while at the strip club, he uses his finger and penetrates one of the girls in the strip club. Now, the girl has informed him before now that she's HIV positive. Okay? Now, this guy, you know, puts his finger in this girl. He penetrates her with his finger, and he penetrates. And one of the, I don't know if he just used one finger or more. You know what I'm saying? But he used that finger that had the open wound on it. Okay, so now he has, because he penetrated her with his finger with the open wound, now he has contracted the HIV virus. Now that you know, people say you know, he got HIV, he got AIDS, but that's a totally different thing. Okay, AIDS and HIV are totally different things. You can have HIV, you can live a long, normal life. Now, AIDS is AIDS is the disease that will terminate your life. Okay, I don't know how else to put it. Now, HIV is a virus that you can live with, okay, and live a long, healthy life. Now, again, the girl told him that she had HIV, but he continued to use his finger or whatever to penetrate this girl, and now he has contracted the HIV virus through that wound in his finger. So this is a lesson to some of the men out there and even some of the women out there who, and I'm saying even some of the women, because nowadays women go to the strip clubs as well. Okay, women go to the strip clubs. Women get lap dances from these other women. And you know, that doesn't make you invulnerable of, you know, being open to the same thing. So you have to be careful in what you do. And I can say that this guy, is his problem is his fault, because she informed him that she was HIV positive. Now, if she hadn't informed him and he contracted the virus through that way, and she didn't inform him, then I blame it on her. But because she informed him before it happened, it was his fault that he didn't take heed to that warning. Okay? It's his fault he didn't take heed to that warning. And again, I hadn't researched that story. I was sent that story, and I was told that that's what happened. So if it is true, then this guy is he's got a problem on his hands. Okay, he's got a problem on his hands. So that being said, I have a few more minutes left in the show. I just want to say thank you guys to everyone who tunes into the show on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, and listens to me rant and rave each day about different stuff. And, you know, I tell people all the time to give me topics. I get feedback from people all the time about different topics to talk about, and that doesn't exclude you. If you want to, you know, give me a topic, something that you want to hear about, send me an email. There's my email is on the show, online there on my show page. Send me an email, or some of you guys know my number. Send me a text. Tell me something that you'd like to talk about or hear about, and I will get it out there on the show. All right. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys. I hope y'all have a great weekend. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. And again, take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And don't forget to take care of the man upstairs. All right? Because he's going to take care of you. So take care of yourselves, guys. And I'll see you on Monday morning. Well, we'll try that on Monday morning. I'll talk to you guys then. And again, take care. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out.